Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Diotrephes, the man in 3 John who loves to have the preeminence. The one about whom the Apostle John writes to Gaius. Gaius is the recipient of this third epistle. Gaius is an exemplary church member who has used his resources to provide hospitality and financial support to traveling preachers to help them in the work of the gospel, which they are doing. John commends him highly for the work that he does and encourages him to continue doing the same work. And then he tells Gaius about Diotrephes. And my strong suspicion is that Gaius already knew about him, because I think he either had to be a member of the same church, or what I think is more likely, they were members of sister churches in close proximity to one another. And that's why John is telling him about Diotrephes, because his description of Diotrephes is an explanation for why it is so important for Gaius to provide hospitality for these traveling missionaries. Why? Because Diotrephes won't, and Diotrephes is trying to stop other people from doing so. Wow, what a guy. Diotrephes, the church boss. Here's what we read. 3 John verse 9, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words. And, not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. This is quite a character, but we run into people like this from time to time. Pity the church that has somebody like this in the church, but it does happen. It happened in John's day. It's happened in many churches, and therefore we need to understand a little bit about this type of personality and the harm that they can do to the cause of Christ. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, July 31. Thank you for helping us with the finances that we need in order to keep paying the bills so that we can broadcast the teaching of God's Word on this station. Well, we've already looked at a little bit of the things that we know about Diotrephes, namely that he was a Gentile saved out of paganism, that is, claimed to be saved out of paganism, though the reality of his new birth experience is very much in question. But at least he had left his pagan religion and had professed to be a Christian and become a part of the church. He was a cultured man, an educated man, a man of wealth and privilege from all of the indications that we can see in the short description that's given of him here. But what is the main problem, the main feature, I guess I should say, the main attribute of this man is his attitude. He loves to have the preeminence. He loves to be first. He insists upon putting himself first in the church, the exact opposite of what Christians are taught to do. And he's a man whose character had not been transformed by the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit or the indwelling and sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, which is why it's questionable whether he was saved at all. Well, let's look at some of the actions of this man that are described for us by the Apostle John. Number one, Diotrephes rejects apostolic authority. Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Does not receive us. That plural noun, us, refers to John and probably the other apostles. John often uses that plural in a way that it's clear that he's referring to himself and the other apostles. And I think this is probably another example of that use of the plural pronoun, us. He does not receive us. He does not receive John. And furthermore, it's clear he doesn't receive the messenger sent by John, the traveling evangelists, the missionaries. He doesn't receive them either. He doesn't receive them to help them or to allow them to minister. That's the point. And what John is saying is, to reject the ones that I have sent is to reject me, which is ultimately to reject Christ. That's right. To reject an apostle of Christ is to reject Christ. So he does not receive us. He doesn't receive John. He doesn't receive the messengers who are sent by John. He doesn't, therefore, receive Christ. He rejects apostolic authority. In fact, he even rejects the authority of Jesus Christ himself. He doesn't acknowledge apostolic authority. It's similar to what John said in the first epistle, when he said, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out, that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us." John expects those who are saved, who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, to have a relationship with the church and to have a relationship with the apostles. But those who will not hear the word of God, will not hear the messengers of God, will not hear the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, and will not hear the messengers who are sent by the apostles of Christ. And so the first notable action, reprehensible action by this man Diotrephes, is that he rejects apostolic authority. But number two, he slanders the apostle John. He goes on to say, "prating against us with malicious words." Verse 10, "Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words." Prating. That is a word that means empty chatter with no substance. Or it can even be a stronger word that carries the idea of outrageous statements. It is gossiping maliciously about us. It is slandering the Apostle John. It is accusing him of things that are untrue. It is slandering his character before others. With evil words, he is maligning us. With unfounded slander, with character assassination. That's what this man is doing. He rejects apostolic authority, and he is slandering the Apostle John. What else? Number three, he refuses to provide hospitality. He does not receive the brethren. Prating against us with malicious words, and not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, those who should be received. Writing to Gaius just a verse or two before, John says, "We therefore ought to receive such, that we may become fellow workers for the truth." And there he's talking about receiving traveling evangelists, gospel workers, but gospel proclaimers, the ones that have been sent out by John and by the church at Ephesus. Gaius is instructed to receive them. All God's people are instructed to receive them. But Diotrephes stands out as one who is unwilling to receive them. And instead of treating them like the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, which they truly are, which ought to be honored, ought to be encouraged, ought to be helped, to whom ought to be extended hospitality, and what financial aid you're able to give them to supply their needs as they travel from place to place with the work of the gospel, instead of treating them like the faithful preachers of God's word that they truly are, and John has vouched for them, he has authenticated their work and the fact that they have been commissioned by the church at Ephesus and by himself. But Diotrephes is refusing to receive them. He's treating them as if they are false teachers. He is unwilling to receive them. He is refusing the hospitality which ought to be given to them. But beyond that, number four, he forces others into compliance with his own wrong attitude, because it goes on to say, he forbids those who wish to. Wish to what? Wish to receive them. You've got to put it all together here. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does, prating against us with malicious words. And, not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren and forbids those who wish to. He not only is unwilling to provide hospitality himself to those that he ought to be providing it to, and obviously is well able to, another indication of his relative wealth, his high economic standing in society, that John expects him to extend hospitality. John knows that he has a commodious home and is well able to do that, and that he has substantial financial resources and has a staff of servants that serve him in his home. He has everything. God's provided everything necessary for him to help these traveling missionaries. Gaius was another man in a similar situation, and he gladly used what God had so generously given to him to help missionaries like this. But Diotrephes does not, and forbids those who wish to. Not content to act alone, he forces others to join him. Everyone must submit to his authority. He's the boss. He's a church boss, but not a godly one, not an authorized one, not one who has been appointed by Christ, nor has been appointed in the proper way to have this kind of authority in the church, but he has usurped it to himself, and he is wielding it with an iron hand, and he is an evil man who is creating mischief and needs to be dealt with. And so join us again tomorrow as we continue learning about this man and how the Apostle John intends to deal with him. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.